DOJ charges three Chinese nationals with smuggling biological materials for university research. By Jasmine Jordan on November 7, 2025. Three Chinese research scholars affiliated with a University of Michigan laboratory have been criminally charged for allegedly conspiring to smuggle biological materials into the United States. The arrests mark the latest incident in a series of federal investigations targeting national security vulnerabilities tied to Chinese nationals and foreign research partnerships. Federal prosecutors announced Wednesday that three citizens of the People's Republic of China, Xu Bei, 28, Feng Fanzhang, 27, and Ji Yongzhang, 30, face criminal charges related to an alleged scheme to smuggle concealed biological materials into the United States. All three were J-1 visa holders conducting research at the University of Michigan's laboratory overseen by Professor Shanshong Shanshu. Bei and Fanzhang were charged with conspiracy to smuggle biological materials, while Ji Yongzhang was charged with making false statements to federal agents. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, Bei and Feng Fanzhang received multiple international shipments from Cheng Xuanhan, a Chinese national and PhD candidate from Huazhong University of Science and Technology in Wuhan, China. The shipments contained biological substances related to roundworms, which were not disclosed to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The case follows Han's own recent conviction and removal from the United States after she pleaded no contest to three counts of smuggling and one count of making false statements. Authorities found that Han had also erased data from her electronic devices shortly before entering the U.S. The University of Michigan terminated the three defendants' enrollment after they declined to participate in a mandatory meeting and refused to cooperate with an internal investigation following the arrest of Cheng Xuanhan. Before leaving the country, the defendants rescheduled multiple international flights and ultimately attempted to depart from John F. Kennedy International Airport on October 16, 2025. During inspection, federal authorities alleged that Ji Yongzhang made false statements concerning Han, while Xu Bei and Feng Fanzhang acknowledged receiving packages from her, including after her arrest or removal from the United States. This latest case adds to mounting concerns over repeated incidents involving Chinese nationals and sensitive biological research at U.S. institutions. In June, United States authorities charged Yang Qingzhen and Zun Yonglu with smuggling Fusarium graminearum, which scientific literature describes as a potential agroterrorism weapon, into the United States for research at the University of Michigan. Prosecutors allege that Chen received Chinese government funding and that she had ties to the Chinese Communist Party. In July, the U.S. Department of Education reported that it had opened a foreign funding investigation into the University of Michigan. The department alleged inaccurate and incomplete disclosures and asserted that some foreign funders appear to have been misidentified as non-governmental even though they were directly affiliated with foreign governments including China. The department also referenced UM's previous ties to China, including that UM ended its 20-year partnership with Shanghai Jiao Tong University in January 2025 after congressional national security concerns. It also cited recent criminal charges in which Chinese nationals were accused of smuggling biological materials into UM-associated laboratories. The department indicated it will determine the true scope of foreign funding and influence and whether UM complied with federal disclosure laws.